Mark, it's been a couple of years since we last talked about wall computing as the next big thing. Now, refresh our memories. What do you mean by wall computing?
Well, Dave, this brilliant stroke came to me. I think it was 2008, and it occurred to me that there was room for a new computing platform, and that involved putting a screen on a wall, having it be a touch screen, making it huge, and in a conference room setting, for instance, having technology in it that would allow multiple players or multiple workers to work together on the same surface. That's wall computing.
Okay, and moviegoers saw something similar to that about 10 years ago in that Spielberg movie Minority Report with Tom Cruise. He put on data gloves, had a big screen in front of him, and moved things around without actually touching anything. And so it'd be kind of like that, but not just one person using it, a whole bunch of people can use it.
That's right. I mean, that stuff's old hat now. I mean, gestures and touch screens, we've been there. This is really another jump above that, where you have multiple people working as a team on a problem and being better at solving the problem because they're able to do that.
Well, give me an idea on how that can be used. What sort of applications would this be good for?
Well, I'll give you two quick ones. Any management problem that requires more than one person to solve, which is almost all the management problems that exist today. So the corporation has an obvious need. In addition to that, think about crises. So obviously, now that we've done the postmortem, we know that in Japan during Fukushima, there were two big problems. One was honesty. The actual facts weren't coming out, and that would be solved by this. And the other was communications. The guys who were the top players weren't talking to each other. Well, this also would be solved by this situation. So you can imagine any kind of crisis that would require a war room-like setting where smart people are trying to get the facts as fast as possible, see them all in one setting, work together with their individual skills brought into one place, and solve the problem. One obvious thing that we're looking at right now in the United States is a series of urban wildfires. This would be perfect for working on urban wildfire fighting.
So, how real is this technology? Is it still a ways off, or is it in place now?
Well, happy to note that Microsoft purchased a company called Perceptive Pixel, and the result of that will be that I think Microsoft is probably the first company to launch this. So we're a lot closer this week than we were 2 weeks ago.
Well, what do you see as the most important implication of this new technology?
Well, it's always about people, Dave. And so even though it's fun to talk about the tech, the real magic here is that this is going to give people a chance to work together better than ever before. And that's where the power is in this idea.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Anderson publishes Strategic News Service, a newsletter for the computing and telecommunications industries at stratnews.com. He joined me through the internet from his office in the San Juan Islands. You can download our monthly conversations about the digital future at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.